All right, bless you. All right, so welcome to the Shepherd's Chapel. Welcome to this family Bible study hour. Praise God. We've been waiting on you. We just want to visit with you some more this evening, go on a special topic, and visit with our Father's Word. I like to think of it visiting with Him. You know, He was good, or let me rephrase that, He is so good to us. It's man's feelings at times that the wicked always seem to end up on top, that sin pays, that people of the world have it a lot better than we do. Our Father set aside one chapter out of all the Psalms, you might say the Word of God, to specifically drive home the point that sin doesn't pay. And quite the contrary, to drive home the nail that His precious ones, those that love Him, that the sinners move against, He keeps record. He knows. And you've heard me mention many times Psalms 37. Our Father so loved us that He made an acrostic out of it. And I want to teach this in such a simple way. You with companion Bibles are fortunate indeed. I'm not going to teach this on the deepest level, because you that enjoy studying the Word and have companion Bibles, the Hebrew alphabet and the acrostic is definitely drawing out to you that if everyone had a companion Bible, I could teach this in a different way. But so that it is simple and the message still carries through, and being a teacher, I choose that path to simplify it, but certainly not oversimplify it, to show that our Father has one book, one song, that is divided up in such a way, with biblical numerics in this acrostic, using majesta letters, whereby He locks in His secret thought that He has for you that really care, you that love Him, you that might be a little worried about whether the sinner really gets ahead. I think this will alleviate your minds and give you a closer walk with our Father. An acrostic, we might say, it is a riddle to many, a parable to others that do not understand our Father's Word. Okay, explanation. We ask our Father's Word of wisdom. We ask His understanding whereby we may understand this acrostic. In Yeshua's name, amen. This Psalms 27 has 40 verses. In the Hebrew manuscripts, it is a song that is made up, if you would, of quatrains. That's to say, verses with four lines. And the seventh verse from the beginning is a triplet, meaning it only has three lines. The center verse is a triplet. What is triplet? It's three. Three lines, meaning that sacred number of our Father. Four, the quatrain verses. Four, of course, being earth, this world age. And then the seventh from the end in the Hebrew manuscripts is a triplet. The Masoretic text draws special attention to this, as you will have noted in your companion Bible, in the side reference. And even in your King James Version of the companion Bible, you will have the Hebrew letters. I would choose, we will see how we, as we go along, how deep I choose to take that. I want you to mark, if you would, the triplet verses, whereby you never lose this thought. I want you to mark those verses. I will give them to you in your English King James. Take the seventh verse, draw a circle around the number seven, or asterisk, or however you mark your Bible. The 20th verse, which is the center of the acrostic, I want you to mark the 20th verse, the second triplet. I want you to mark the 34th verse, which is the third triplet. The reason I want you to do that is so that if you ever feel down, I want you to come back and read the acrostic. Read only those three verses, all if you have more time. But it is specifically those three verses that God has set aside for you. This, so that you understand, perhaps let's simplify it down to this fact. Our Father caused this song to be written all throughout in sets of four lines, with the exception of three verses, and he made it a triplet, meaning three lines, to call special attention to that, that God had touched those verses. Isn't that simple? That's really how simple it is. This 37th Psalm is written in view of the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You don't have to want in this earth age if you are a mature Christian. Psalms 37, taught from the view of the acrostic, verse 1. "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." Don't you worry because of the evildoers. "Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." Don't you envy anything that they have or do that they seem to get so far ahead. Your Father again emphasizing, don't worry. Verse 2. "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb." Remember, their flesh. And they better enjoy it, because that's all they've got to look forward to. 3. "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Again, in view of Psalms 23, do you understand that? Fed. My cup runneth over. Thou preparest a table for me in the eyes of the enemy. What does he feed you with? Knowledge, truth, understanding, as well as the blessings of God, the true blessings. That's his promise. 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Can you claim that promise? You can. It's made to you. You that truly follow him. And don't fret because of the evil ones. 5. "Commit thy way unto the Lord." You ever made a commitment? He loves that. "Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." You see, there's a little bit of a qualification there. "Let the desire of my heart known, God will give it." Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, your request. But it takes commitment. 6. "And he shall bring forth thy righteousness." He'll bbring it forth as the light. For the light is the truth. It is the way you're fed. "In thy judgment as the noonday." That's when the sun is nearest, no shadow, truth bearing down. He will cause that truth to bear down, that light in your life. That's a promise from your Father. Now the first triplet, which is to say verse 7, which means he makes this stand out as part of an acrostic. Listen to it. "Rest in the Lord." Did it say rest in your pea patch? Did it say rest in your vineyard? Did it say rest in the Lord? Sabbath in the Lord. Sabbath in the Lord Jesus. That's what the word rest means. "And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way." Not God's way, his way. "Because of the man," Ish in the Hebrew, not Adam, Ish, "who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Don't worry about it. His days are numbered. Rest in the Lord. In the futurist sense, this means don't grab onto the first Messiah that comes by. Wait for the true one and do it patiently. Don't grab onto the one that bringeth forth the wicked devices that come to pass. Verse 8, we go back to the quartain, trains rather. "Cease from anger and forsake wrath." Doesn't do any good to get, fret will cause you to get all steamed up. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Don't worry. Don't give evil for evil. And at the same time, understand, don't be a wimp either. Stand up and protect what you have as a Christian in the manner a woman of God should. But don't fret to the point that you become wicked yourself, all right? 9, for evildoers shall be cut off. That's it, that simple. They're going to be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord patiently for the true Lord, they shall inherit the earth. It's ours. Hey, it's written in many places in those great chapters of the millennium story in the book of Ezekiel 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Hey, you can look at all the things he had, you can consider it, but in a short while, there's not going to be anything there. He's gone. He's cut off. He doesn't exist. How precious our Father is. This message that he has embedded in all the Psalms to assure those that would be envious of those that seem to gain by wickedness. Verse 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. You can have that today if you have the maturity. The verse 12, the wicked plotteth, lest they practice it against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Well, they do it, and you felt it. You've been intimidated by them, if you give them that opportunity. You've been shortchanged by them. They plot and plan all the night for their people of the night. That's what they try to do and accomplish it if you allow them. Don't. Listen, 13. The Lord shall laugh at him. Did you hear me? The Lord shall laugh. That's right, laugh. Ha ha ha. Laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Don't think the Lord doesn't know when someone's riding roughshod over one of his anointed. He delights and laughs and waits for the day when he can strike the blow for you. 14, the wicked have drawn out the sword. They're the ones that draw it, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. That's to say, to have the upright way. What is the way? It's Christ. Pull the sword to slay those of Christ. Remember Esau, his sword, that he'll live by the sword, but he'll die by the sword. Understand? Russia, America. The Christians of the hemisphere, the nations. 15. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, not yours, into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. 16. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. You know why? Because God will blow upon their riches, and he will heal yours and cause it to prosper in more ways than you can even think. Why did he say back here in verse 10, yet a little while? Well, some of them live 70 years old and older. How long do you call 70 years? They blow an eternity in 70 short years. You understand? Verse 17, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. We've got the victory. He's good to us, dear one. And he laughs, literally laughs, at those that would come against you or offend you, because they're going to get what they've got coming to them. He's going to tell you what that is in a moment, hidden in an acrostic. 18, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Not one of these passing fancy things. Not as the grass mown that is tender, fresh, green, lush. A legume that looks forever, that when the sun hits it, it perishes. But yours is forever. Not a little short time. Forever. 19. thou shalt not be ashamed in the evil time. We're pinpointing a time here. This is the time of judgment. This is the time of near the end of this age, when men will be ashamed for not having waited until the true Messiah arrives. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. What is the famine? Amos chapter 8, the famine of the end times is not for food, but for bread rather, but for hearing the word of the Lord. You will hear it if you're blessed. Not only will you hear it, but that most blessed of all things, you'll understand that He loves you, that He has this message promised to you in view of Psalms 23, that if you will allow Him to be your shepherd, you shall never want. Even in the face of the valley of death and your enemies, He will prepare a table, and it shall be the wisdom and the knowledge of the living God. Okay? Now, if you have marked verse 20, you know it is now a triplet. And it is this triplet that is the second part of the acrostic. Bear in mind the verse 7 again. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Now, the second part, verse 20. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. My dear one, let me fully translate that so you get the full picture. Picture a spit. That is the stick on which the lamb is placed, that turns over the burning coals below. What happens to the true meat? It is cooked. What happens to the fat? The fat is melted and it drips. You want to know what's going to happen to the wicked? That drop of fat is what they are. And when it hits one of those hot coals, whoosh, it sizzles and it turns to vapor. And the vapor is consumed away. It is no more. Now, if you want, of course, you're not going to find too many that believe in an everlasting burning hell that we even understand this acrostic anyway. They're not that intelligent. But this is hidden in God's Word, allowing you to know what the eternal end of the wicked shall be. Yes, they're going to be burned in the lake of fire. And you just heard it described. Wait patiently on the true Christ and see that you are not turned to that fat. So that is the triplet, and he gives you the identifier as to what will happen to the wicked. Hey, I don't envy that. I think it's the saddest shortchange in the world. They may think they shortchange us, but to turn 70 short years of greed and gluttony into a drop of grease that hits a flame and vanishes forever, into wealth and riches for an eternity. Forever. It's not too smart. But many choose that way. Your Father makes it very clear in this acrostic. The word perish, think on it. If you don't understand what it means even in English, check it out. It doesn't mean to be in pain forever. Check it out. Verse 21. In whichever language you want to, Hebrew 21. Back to the quatrains. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. The wicked only intend to take and destroy, but God's righteous showeth mercy and giveth. They try to build. They try to help others. 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off, blotted out, as though they had never been. An expensive 70 years, a very short time in God's time plan. Nothing. 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Did you understand that? It means this word ordered can also be prepared. God takes care of His own. Yes, even today, now. Though you may doubt and though you may fret concerning the sinner, dear one, you'd better count your blessings and look down the road a little ways. You don't have to look too far to understand who's being shortchanged. And God laughs at them. Oh, dear one, see that He loves you, not laughs at you. Don't be in that crowd. 24. Though he fall, though this righteous man fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord, who the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Almighty God Himself will reach down when you think you've stumbled and it's over, because the wicked have the victory over you. God Himself reaches down and stirs up their little nest and holds you and puts you back on your feet. Christians have short memories sometimes as far as the blessings, and worriers always worry and seem to concentrate on what could happen at its worst point rather than the reality of God's blessings. Hey, they all have it pretty good if they'll count the blessings. 25, I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen one righteous person forsaken. Understand, I was young, I am now old. This is wisdom speaking to you, a mature being. Nor his seed begging bread. That is to say, someone that truly loves him and lives by his word, beg. You won't find it. Well, I know some people that say they're Christians. There's nothing wrong with a Christian being down to fall. But he's not going to stay there for generation after generation. God picks him up. God's own don't beg. They don't have to. His promises are sure. Talk to him. Have you committed anything to him? It takes the commitment. Verse 5, remember it? It's a good verse. Don't forget it. If you've been a little down on your life, read verse 5. Have you committed yourself to your Father? Verse 26, He is ever merciful and leadeth, and His seed is blessed. 27, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Stay in it and die. Stay in it and perish. Stay in it and be that drop of fat that hits the hot coal and shoosh. Oh, you're not going to suffer. You're just not going to be, friend. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved. Underline that. Hey, if you don't hear me, listen to that word, preserved. They are preserved forever. They are taken care of. God's own promise, even in an acrostic, when he's talking right face to face with those he loves. They are preserved. That means taken care of. Preserved means a spirit instilled within them that retains or puts off anything evil that might come against them. They are preserved in the Word of God, by God, forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. They're just not going to be. Verse 29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. We're going to be right here in the land forever, as it is written in Revelation 22. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Judgment is not always negative. It talks of the rewards you receive. You see, judgment, if you are judged to be worthy, then God's blessings must come, and judgment to you is reward. And you talk about those rewards in your life and thank him for them. 31, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. In other words, you've got the victory. That's God's promise. Claim it. Commit to him and claim it. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Oh, they slew the Messiah. Biggest mistake Satan ever accomplished, for it will bring about his own death. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. 33, the Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. That's why people would say, oh, I'm so afraid of the wrath of God. Why? God loves you. His hand protects you. It doesn't slap you. It corrects you if you need it. Beloved, we come to the final verse, the final triplet. Verse 34. If I may, I'm going to back to 7. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to read the middle, and then I'm going to read the final. If you ever feel low, if you ever feel that some wicked one has had a victory over you, come back and read this acrostic, verse 7, 20, and 34. Verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't you get all upset and nervous. Patiently wait for him. You do that by making a commitment and loving him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, not God's way, but Satan's way, because of the man, Ish, who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't you worry about the wicked. Verse 20, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. That drop of fat that drops onto the hot coal as a barbecue. Verse 34 now, this last triplet. Wait on the Lord. Again, it's telling you, rest in the Lord. Here he's saying, wait on the Lord. And keep his way. Don't listen to a bunch of these crackpots. Listen to your Father's word. His way. Keep his way. And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Do you know what that means? On that great day of judgment, that great white throne judgment, when all is judged, he will allow those that have suffered at the hand or have been shortchanged, those that God laughed when he saw them try to take advantage of you, he's going to allow you to see the victory over them. 35, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. I want you to think of Satan as trying to be a great cedar of Lebanon, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 14. He's napping. 36, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. That's what happens to the wicked. Listen to me. Listen to wisdom from your Father. 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Well, I wish there were the perfect man. There was only one. You shouldn't have any difficulty in marking him. It was Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Follow his way, and not only he has peace, for he's the prince of it, but you will have peace also. 38. But the transgressors, those that will follow that fallen cedar box cedar, the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. There's a deeper truth as we go along here in the hidden Hebrew acrostic. I'm not going to have time to go into it. You with companions, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Concerning the letter A-M and considering the Lamed. 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Have you got an inner strength? When you're in trouble, who do you look to? Do you fret? Or do you know that God is laughing at those that come against you? Absolutely laughing. For he knows his love for you will cause them to receive that hand in a far different fashion. 40, and to conclude, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Why? Because they trust in him. Do you trust in the Lord? Have you made a commitment to him? I'm not talking about you going down some pearly line of sawdust trail and screaming and romping before a bunch of people, and I'm not coming down on anybody. I'm talking about to him. Hey, he doesn't need all that. He wants your love. And he doesn't want you going through a bunch of people necessarily. He wants you to make the commitment to him personally, for he loves you personally. Just right now, just where you are, or whenever you decide, whether it's an alfalfa field or a meadow or out in the wilderness or in the crowdest of cities, he knows where you are. He also knows where your enemies are after you commit yourself to him. He'll laugh at them. And sometimes you might even take a moment to pray for them, that they'll wake up, because he intends to destroy them. Never forget that acrostic, as it is written, the 7th, the 20th, and the 34th verse. You with companion Bibles again. Study the whole thing to its depth and thank your Father for it. It's a special letter written in the acrostics whereby you can know your Father certainly, indeed, loves you. Don't fret when it seems that the wicked always have the upper hand. They never have the upper hand. They trade the wealth of the eternity for 70 years of greed and gluttony. How silly, how stupid some men can be. They shall be cut off. You shall inherit the love and riches of your Father forever, if you will commit. I'll bless your hearts. Listen a moment, won't you please?